Now we're going to slow it down and quieten it down a bit, because this is a wonderful track from Trudy Lawlor. But here she's singing a lovely song entitled My Cottage in the Glen.
In my dreams I still go to a place that I know, and I long to see once again. It's a place dear to me, and it always will be. It's my old cottage home in the glen. Through the meadows I roam, just beside my old home, and visit the neighbors and friends. Then I'd make my way back along the old track to my old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the glen. I would give all I own just to see that old home and chat with the old folks again. But now they are gone, only memories live on of that old cottage home in the glen. When my time here is done and my last days have come, I'll return to my birthplace, and then just lay me to rest in the land I love best, in that old cottage home in the glen. I can still see the light from the window shine bright in the late of the evening back then. And a welcome was sure for the rich and the poor in that old cottage home in the glen. Just lay in the land I love best, near that old cottage home in the glen.
My Cottage in the Glen, sung for us by Trudy Lawlor there. And if you remember, we had Trudy singing with her mother a couple of weeks ago with the beautiful Isle of Somewhere. She has a lovely voice, has she not? Now, here's one, an unusual track from Phil Campbell. Well, she's singing a song, and it's one of these lyric-y songs, as I call them. There's lots of words all falling over each other. Johnny the Daisy Man, or Johnny the Journeyman. Now, if you can keep up with this, you're a better man than me, Gunga Din.
I wish I had Johnny the Journeyman. Wish I had Johnny the Journeyman. Would trumpet all day, would be happy and gay, and my life would be idle and easy, oh. I'll make tea for you, oh man. I'll make coffee for me, oh man. Tea for you and coffee for me, with the whiskey for Johnny the Journeyman. Here's to Johnny the Daisy, oh. Polished his boots so neatly, oh. With his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for coats and the ladies, oh. I wish you were dead in your grave, old man. Oh, I wish you were dead in your grave, old man. I wish you were dead with a stone at your head. And that way every morning the journeyman is sipping the pot for me, old man. Sipping the pot for you, old man. Soup for me, the bones for you, but the chicken for Johnny the journeyman. Here's to Johnny the daisy, old. Polished his bits so neatly over this three cut hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for girls and ladies. I wish I was single and free again. My mum would never get me again. But says to the day and but says to the way that I do to Johnny the journeyman. I wish that I never was wed, oh man. To yourself and your old feather bed, oh man. A drop in your eye and a tear in a sty, and you keep me away from the journeyman. Here's to Johnny the daisy, man. Polished his bits so neatly, with his three cut hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for kids and the ladies, oh. You were in jail, old man. Wish that you were in jail, old man. If you were in jail, then I'd give you no bail. And that would suit Johnny the journeyman. Oh, wish I had Johnny the journeyman. Wish I had Johnny the journeyman. With his weekly pay to be happy and gay, and my life would be idle and easy. Here's to Johnny the daisy. Polished his bits so neatly. Oh, with his three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for girls and the ladies. Oh. Here's to Johnny the daisy, polished his boots so neatly, over the three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for girls and the ladies. Oh, here's to Johnny the daisy, polished his boots so neatly, over the three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle for girls and the ladies. Oh, here's to Johnny the daisy, polished his boots so neatly, over the three cocked hat and his double row knot and his fiddle.
Now we come to one of those wonderful tracks from a recently acquired album of Mick Maloney. The album is called McNally's Row of Flats. Now, come on, you remember, I've played a couple of tracks from it already. And this is a good bit of advice here. It says, never take the horseshoe from the door. Now, you all know, I'm sure every country in the world knows that horseshoes bring luck. Well, they're supposed to, anyway. I'm not so much sure about the horse, but certainly to humans, it brings luck. And this the way this song is put across. It's wonderfully done by Mick Maloney, because there's a sort of a umpa umpa band with it as well. And it's one of those, I think, New York Irish type songs, vaudeville stroke. Now, I may be wrong on this, but that's the way I feel about it. And the way Mick does it, I think it's simply wonderful. Here, never take the horseshoe from the door, and listen to the lyrics. How often do you hear me say that?
There's a story handed down in Irish history, far beyond the days of Brian Boru, that the best of luck is always waiting for you if you pick up on the road a horse's shoe. When first I threw me eye upon Cordelia, the many years we're married seem a few. 'Twas in me father's home in Tipperary, I was nailing on the door a horse's shoe. Then gathered the family round me Sunday morning, let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning, never take the horseshoe from the door. The only time I had domestic troubles, 'twas with my little wife that I adore. She was bringing in a crowd of her relations, and I found the horseshoe lying on the floor. Though I never give away to superstition, her relations kept me in the devil's stew. Until I gathered courage and I wailed them, it comes from finding love the horse's shoe. Then gather the family round me Sunday morning. Let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning. Never take the horseshoe from the door. I offer you a bit of consolation. You husbands that are keeping up a crew of a lazy set of vagabond relations, I offer you this horse's iron shoe. For there's a story handed down in Irish history, far beyond the days of Brian Boru, that the best of luck is always waiting for you if you pick up on the road a horse's shoe. And gather the family round me Sunday morning. Let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning. Never take the horseshoe from the door. Then gather the family round me Sunday morning. Let the babies roll upon the floor. So one and all, I give you timely warning. Never take the horseshoe from the door.
Now, the Dublin City Ramblers, as regular Sounds Irish listeners will know, one of Joe Bollett's favourite ballad groups. And I think the last time I played this song, somebody said to me, why don't you play more Dublin City Ramblers? You know, I think I put them in on every Sounds Irish program, most weeks anyway, do I not? Anyway, here they are with their interpretation of The Bold Old Donoghue.
Well, here I am from Paddy's land, the land of Ireland now. I broke the hearts of all the girls from miles of Dublin town. And when they hear that I'm a war, they raise a hullabaloo. When they hear about the handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy that please her, I'm the boy that tease her, I'm the boy that can squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll curse her like an Irish man, if he broke and blarney to me. I'm sure Lollican, Spollican, Hollican, Bollican, well, O'Donoghue.
I wish my love was a red, red rose grown on the garden wall. I need to be a dewdrop, and upon her brow I'd fall. Perhaps now she might think of me as a rather heavy tune. The more she loved that handsome lad that they call O'Donoghue.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll court her like an Irish man, if you grown and blarney to the sweet amateur, Lolligan, Swalligan, Holligan, Walligan, Pell, O'Donoghue.
I hear that Queen Victoria has a daughter fine and grand. Perhaps she'd take it into her head for to marry an Irish man. If I could only get the chance to have a word or two, I'm sure she'd take a notion that the bell dog on the hill.
For I'm the boy to please her, I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. But I'll purge her like an Irish man, be grown and barely too. Big amateur, Rolligan, Swalligan, Holligan, Holligan, bell dog on the hill. For I'm the boy to please her, and I'm the boy to tease her, I'm the boy to squeeze her, and I'll tell you what I'll do. I'll curse her like an Irish man, if you grown the barley too. I'm a Hollygan, 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 well, my brother.
Another box set I acquired recently, and I acquired a box set of Michael English, and Michael does some very good tracks on this, so much so that on my other programme, My Kind of Music, which isn't really Irish music at all, but my own taste in other types of music, I played a Michael English track, and I got quite a good response from it. I'm going to play one now. It's a wonderful track entitled The Mists on the Moor.
In the heart of the glen, I go back once again to a spot that means heaven to me. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth, and it's there that I'd much rather be. I remember the day when I went far away, where the work, it was hard to endure. But I long to be home, for I felt so low, far away from the mist on the moor. In my dreams I can see people calling to me back to the land I adore. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I return to the mist on the moor. In my dreams I can see people calling to me back to the land I adore. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist on the moor. I can see people calling to me back to the land I know. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist of the moor. For there's no place on earth like the land of my birth. I'll return to the mist of
the moor. Connemara is in County Galway, a wonderful scenic part of County Galway, with mountains and hills and rivers and lakes and woods, absolutely beautiful. And it's that part of Ireland where the Irish language, well, it used to be spoken only, it used to be the only language in that part of Ireland, Irish Gaelic. I think I've told you before, there are various types of the Gaelic language, but our Irish Gaelic, and we speak Irish. And in Connemara, it used to be the only language, but now, well, I suppose due to new people moving in, people moving out, it's bilingual in that part of the world now. But I'm getting off the beaten track here, because here's a song about the Queen of Connemara. A man is singing about the Queen of Connemara, but it's not his girl or his wife, it's his boat. It's a curragh. A curragh is a boat, a very light boat, usually made of sort of wicker, in which they used to go fishing in Galway Bay and around that particular area in Connemara. And this man composed this song all about the Queen of Connemara, and that's the name of his boat. Makeham and Clancy are going to sing it for us.
Mm-hmm. float in the teeth of wind and weather, and I'll sail the fastest hooker between Galway and Kinsale, and the black floor of the ocean and the white foam rush together, she will ride in her pride like a seagull in a gale. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty, every line, the queen of Connemara is that bounding bar of mine. When she's loaded down with fish till the water lips are gunnelled, not a drop she'd take on board her that would wash a fly away. From the fleet she slips out swiftly like a greyhound from her kennel, and she'll land her silvery store the first in out in Barricade. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty every line, a queen of Connemara is that bounding bar of mine.
There's a light shines out afar, and it keeps me from dismay. When the skies are dark above us and the seas roll white with foam, in a cot in Connemara there's a wife and we once prayed to the one who walked the water safely home.
Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, she's a beauty every line, the queen of Connemara is that bounding bar of mine. Oh, she's neat, oh, she's sweet, a beauty every line, the queen of Connemara is that bounding bar of
Tommy Makem and the Clancy Brothers with a rather classical version for them, I thought, and their interpretation of the Queen of Connemara.
Thank you.
There you heard one of the finest whistle players in the world, Joni Madden. And regular listeners to Sounds Irish will know that Joe Bollard is a big Joni Madden fan. Joe Bollard is also a big Dermot O'Brien fan. Dermot no longer with us, gone to God, but Dermot for a long time was a very good friend of mine. Something lively from Dermot O'Brien.
Like only yesterday, I left the Culver cart, and on a ship from Heron's Isle, I landed in New York. There was Mary, a friend to greet me, a stranger on the shore. The Irish lip was with me, boys, and fortune came galore. But now I'm going back again to dear old Heron's Isle. Friends will meet me on the quay and greet me with a smile. There's been so many I near forgot, I've been so long away, but me mother will them all, and this to me will say, shake hands with your uncle Mikey Boy, and here's your sister Kate. She's the girl you used to swing down by the garden gate. Shake hands with all of the neighbours and kiss the Collins all. You're as welcome as the flowers are made to dear old Donegal. Only name is McNamara, and the leader of the band. Although we're small in number, we're the finest in the land. We play at wakes and weddings, and at every fancy ball. And when we go to funerals, we play the marching song. Well, the drums go bang at the cymbals, clang at the horns, they blaze away. The Cartney pumps, the old bassoon, and all the pipes display. Hennessy, Tennessee, tickles the flute, and the music is something grand. I pray the two old island boys is back the Mariners band.
Here's one of those humorous songs from Brendan O'Dowda, written by Percy French. Now, I've told you lots of times on Sounds Irish about Percy French, a prolific songwriter, born in 1856, died 1920. And he wrote songs like The Mountains of Mourne, Are You Right There, Michael? Various songs that we play regularly on Sounds Irish. Here's the story of Mrs. Brady. Mrs. Brady, well, her husband passed away. A lovely looking woman she was, and she had lots of land, and all the young men in the village of Athenry, where have you heard it before, were the fields? Yes, well, they were all anxious to get their hands on the land rather than Mrs. Brady. We say no more. Here's Brendan O'Dowda.
Old Brady's gone to glory, and the widow has the land. And as she's good to look at, you can easy understand that eligible suitors from the town of Athenry put on the best embellishments and thought they'd have a try. Jim Flynn, the station master's son, though not in Brady's set, was kind enough to say to her one evening when they met, "Mrs. Brady, just a whisper to your mourning bid adieu. I know a fine young gentleman who'd not object to you. Me family may cut me, but you've brass enough for two. Aye, I know who has the brass," says Mrs. Brady. "You've brass enough for three," says Mrs. Brady. Then little Francis Fogarty says, "Women old and young have always been deluded by a civil spoken tongue. I tell her that her cheeks are like the summer rose in bloom. Her eyes are like two diamonds, and her breath is sweet perfume. So off he goes to call on her, all flattery and lies. And this is how he started in to carry off his prize. Mrs. Brady, just a whisper, there is none as fair as you. Your eyes are like two diamonds, and your lips are honeydew. I'm certain you're an angel, and it is from heaven you flew. I believe you're off your head, says Mrs. Brady. You ought to see the vet, says Mrs. Brady. When Flynn, who keeps the grocer shop and owns a bit of land, came home and heard a Jim had got the back of Mary's hand. Says he, meself and Mary have been friends through thick and thin. So he put on all his Sunday clothes and barberized his chin. He called on her that morning, she was very sweet and kind. And this is how he hinted at the thoughts were in his mind. Mrs. Brady, just a whisper, sure I don't know how to woo, but I've got a growing business, and I've love enough for two. So name the happy day, and will tomorrow morning do? Ah, why not this afternoon, says Mrs. Brady. Sure there's danger in delay, says Mrs. Brady.
Brendan O'Dowda and Mrs. Brady. Now here's the lovely voice of Anne Breen, and Anne's going to give us a country and Irish song. I've explained that to you before many times, how Irish artists sing Irish songs in a sort of a country music style. That's the best way I can describe it. Here Anne Breen is singing of the beauties of Achill Island, which is on the west coast of Ireland. And believe you me, I've been to Achill Island quite a number of times, and it is beautiful. And so is the voice of Anne Breen.
It's Achill Island, so
Now, here's a song that's guaranteed to get, well, senior citizens' parties going, because I don't think too many of the young people would be aware of this particular song, but I grew up with it, and so did Joe Lynch. Hello, Patsy Fagan.
I'm working here in Glasgow. I've got a decent job. I'm carrying bricks and mortar, and me pay is 15 bob. I get up in the morning and I rise up with the lark. And when I'm walking down the street, you can hear the girls remark,
"Hello, Patsy Fagan."
You hear the girls all cry,
"Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland and there's no one can deny. You're a harum scarum, divil may care, of a decent Irish boy. Now if there's one among you that would like to marry me, I'll take her to my little home, my cottage by the lea. I'll dress her up in satins and I'll please her all I can. And I'll let her people see that I'm a decent Irish man.
Hello, Patsy Fagan, you hear the girls all cry. Hello, Patsy Fagan, you're the apple of me eye. You're a decent boy from Ireland and there's no one can deny. You're a harum scarum, divil may care, I'm a decent Irish boy."
That's all the time we've got for that particular track. We might add it again on next week's programme because I want to squeeze this one in from Foster and Allen, my favourite Irish duo, and their singing of the beauties of the green hills of Ireland.
Over the moorland and over the lea, across the Atlantic, oh, what do I see? High hills of Antrim, the coastline of Clare, the green fields of Ireland will welcome me there. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. Stand by the harbour, oh what do I see? A great ocean liner is waiting for me. There's young people leaving for lands far away. All we ask is the right for to go or to stay. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. Soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. I pray that the end of the troubles will come. We'll bury the hatred along with the gun, and never once my enemy will call me his friend. And the green fields of Ireland will be peaceful again. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland. We are an island way out on the sea. We are the Irish as proud as can be. In soft summer breezes or wild winter's wind, our hearts in the green fields of Ireland.
Foster and Allen and their interpretation of their Green Hills of Ireland. And believe you me, friends, they're 40 shades of Green Hills of Ireland. This time of the year, folks, I have the good fortune of entertaining many tourists that come to visit Ireland from all over the world. One of the joys, I think I said it on last week's programme, did I not, is to entertain those tourists. And it's wonderful to meet one or two people who've actually heard Sounds Irish and chat to me about the show. But also, I like to chat to people about Ireland. So if you have any questions, it doesn't have to be a request for a piece of music or an Irish song, but if you have a question about Irish or Ireland, no matter what it is, ask. Drop me an email. Of course, you know the email address, joebollard2@aircom.net, and put the words Sounds Irish in the subject line. And people ask me questions like, where is Galway? Where is Cork? What currency do you use in Ireland? Questions I'm always delighted to answer. So, don't be shy. Come up with the questions and I'll answer them on the programme. Friends, I hope you've enjoyed the programme. I've had a wonderful time putting it together. Friends, I hope all is well in your world. May good God bless you and yours and me and mine. And until we're together next week with Sounds Irish, this is Joe Ballard saying, take care of yourselves. God bless. Travel safely. Sláinte. Bye.